volunteering feature. The approximate length of this recording is 5.5 minutes.
Volunteering. A breed of their own. What does it take to love and nurture one of our future life changers? Meet a couple of puppy raisers and fosterers who put aside their emotions to help create amazing partnerships. It takes a special kind of person who can love and let go for the greater good. That's what all our volunteer puppy raisers and fosterers have in common. Together, these volunteers provide the early foundation and ongoing education, support and care for dogs destined to help people with sight loss. Kirsty and Phil, puppy raisers. In 2019, Kirsty and Phil became puppy raisers after feeling inspired by Phil's teenage home life. His parents raised 6 puppies for guide dogs. Now both in their early 30s, the couple are onto their second guide dog puppy. Kirsty said, "We'd been building up to having a dog for a while, but eventually decided it would be a better idea to be puppy raisers. We're so glad we took the plunge. If you're in a similar situation to us and love animals, we would definitely recommend being a puppy raiser. It's such a rewarding experience." All puppy raisers, new or experienced, receive training and support on puppy raising for excellent partnerships, or PrEP, our new standard way to raise puppies, which prepares them for their adult training. Phil said, "Support is always there when you need it. We can call puppy development advisor Joe any time in the day, and there's a Facebook group. Plus, there's a 24-hour emergency line for during the night or over the weekend." As a puppy raiser, a big part of the role is socialising your puppy in different environments. Kirsty said, "We've taken both dogs everywhere with us, to the local shops, to restaurants, to pubs and on transport. We like to go on holiday, and if we want to get away, we can drop the puppies at a volunteer fosterer rather than a kennel. The downside, of course, is that you do have to say goodbye one day. But ultimately, you get this sense of fulfillment that your puppy is likely to go on to be an amazing dog that will change somebody's life. That trumps everything." Included here is a photograph of Kirsty and Phil with yellow Labrador trainee guide dog Elizabeth relaxing at home. Terry and Margaret, fosterers. Apart from puppy fosterers, there are training fosterers like Terry and Margaret who provide a temporary home for dogs undergoing training during the week. The couple tell us why they like fostering. "You're giving the dog a chance to live with you, and you have the chance to live with a dog, and you're providing it with security while it's learning to do a super job. A typical week sees them doing the morning drop-off with their current dog, Bumble, at a guide dog site, followed by evening pickup. So through the week, Bumble goes into training, and then when she comes back, she comes home and chills out. We then have her all weekend, and that's when we go on free runs." For Terry and Margaret, there is a bittersweet side to the role as they recall how they felt when they finished fostering for the first time. Terry said, "When we took our first dog, Carly, back to the centre to go with a lady who'd been matched with a dog, I had a tear in my eye because it was very difficult parting with her. But it doesn't matter how much it hurts us, we're giving somebody independence. Somebody is going to have a really lovely companion." Included here is a photograph of Terry and Margaret with yellow Labrador trainee guide dog Bumble relaxing at home. Why we need more puppy raisers and fosterers. Like all our volunteers, Terry, Margaret, Kirsty and Phil play an important role in helping people with sight loss to live the life they choose. As volunteers who love and look after our dogs, they make our guide dog service possible. In 2020, the pandemic brought immediate disruption across our organisation, including how we breed, raise and train our dogs. Despite these challenges, we're working hard to create guide dog partnerships. Our breeding programme continues to make up for lost time with more puppies born every month, which will increase the number of dogs going into training in the long term. Moreover, we recently set up the Guide Dogs Academy, which provides training and development opportunities for people who want to become guide dog trainers and guide dog mobility specialists. This will allow us to train more guide dogs in future. While these initiatives are great, we realise that the impact of long COVID will be with us for some time. To help with our progress, we will need more volunteers in all roles, including puppy raisers and fosterers. Every day we're welcoming new volunteers who want to support us. If you would like to find out more about Kirsty and Phil, or Terry and Margaret, or any other volunteering roles, please visit the volunteering section of our website. For more information about the impact of COVID-19 on guide dogs, please search Our COVID Story on our website.